Again, a lot of this obviously for when I come back. But just in case people are going to be ahead and want to, you know, leave them with things to do. So in addition to the topics that I already alluded to, also look, very bright, mentioned the issue of Choshud comes up in this sugya. Obviously, the Gemara is here on Vav Med Aleph and Vav Med Beis. We're not going to go into that too much, but just a little bit. The Rajba is very important here. The Rajba has Klola de Milsa, and he has like a whole page or page and a half of cases and Klolin, some of which are controversial. So just look at that Rajba, and we're going to discuss that briefly. The Rajba and the Ran. The Ran disagrees with the Rajba in some of the cases, and the Ra'a disagrees with the Rajba as well in a couple of the points. That's in Taurus Abayis. I did write the reference here. Taurus Abayis, Bayis Dalad Shar Beis. I saw in the footnotes of the newer Rajba, the Moser Rav Kook Rajbas, they also point out that you should look at the Taurus Abayis, Bayis Dalad Shar Beis, in the Rajba and the Ra'a. And some of these psakim are to be found in Yoredeya Simin Kufyud Tes. I'll try to just speak a little bit about that. And also the Mishnah and the little bit of the Sugyot Bechoros about Choshud. Choshud ain Dunim and Dunoso and Meidlo. That Mishnah and Gemara and Bechoros and the Rambam's Psak. Rambam has a famous position on that matter, which we'll discuss briefly. Then after we finish the Inyanim of Zeraim, again we'll move on to the Gemara on Ches Amud Aleph, Beis HaShechita Mirvach Ravach, and that you should just look again at the just look at the Balamor. That's the Gemara here on top. Again, I'll probably give more detailed Mar Makomos, but just for the people who are ahead. Libein Sakin B'Shachat Shechita Shechitasa Ksheira. And this whole question of chiduda kol ribuna, especially based on shechita mirvach ravach, do we paskin like that or not? It's a big issue. Look at the psak of the Rambam, the Rif, the Balamor, the Rush, the Ramban. They discuss whether this sugya is contradicted by a later sugya or not. That's important. And then the next sugya, of course, shechina and michva, we'll do very very quickly. But look at the Ramban on the sugya of shechina and michva. Mishkin the Kodum Lemichva, and also the Marsha. We'll talk about that quickly. And the Rambam, just look up the Rambam's Psakim on that. And then the Sugya after that is the Gemara about Sakin Shavar Zara, Muta Lishchot Bav Asar Lachta Babasar, the question of Mekalkel. And here you have the famous Tosis. Tosis discusses the relationship between Mekalkel in Shabbos and Mekalkel for Isurei Hana. That's Tosis here on Ches Amud Aleph. Look at the Ramban quotation of the Ravid on this topic, and then we'll maybe just again spend a little bit of time, not too much, but very quickly on the role of Melechus Machsheves. Tosas here and the Tosas in the other places have a chiddush that Melechus Machsheves Osra Torah is a chumrah in this context. Tosas here to Ramasla Mutar, and normally. In almost all the cases except one in the Gemara, when we find Melechus Machsheves Osra Torah, it's a kula, not a chumrah. We say, you know, Mekalkel or Lachshen Tzricha Legufa, depending how you read the Gemara in the Chagiga. You know, we say these things are potter because you need a Melechus Machsheves. The one exception is the Gemara Bava Kama, the end of Kones, the Gemara Daf Samech, where the Gemara speaks about Grama. Grama b'Shabbos, Grama b'Nezikin. So there the Gemara, that's the only time that the Gemara explicitly, the Babli at least, uses Melechus Machsheves as a Chumrah rather than as a Kula. This Tosis is picking up on that idea and doesn't quote it, but there are a few Rishonim here and there who also work in that direction. It's important just to know them and to understand them. So that's this Tosis. Also look at Tosis in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, La'akel b'Beis Habad, Banu and the Marsha and the Marshal there. There's another famous one, that's the Ran and the end of Parakabona, where he talks about Choktochos, and a few others that we'll just summarize very quickly. But just a little bit of the status of Kilkul and Tikkun in Kol Torah Kula and Hilchos Shabbos. And also just remind yourself, we may speak about it for another minute or so, the Rabbi Kiveger in Yoredeya where he discusses the question of mitzvah lihanos nitnu in this context as well. And then after that starts the issue of libun and hagala. When do you need libun? When do you need hagala and hechsher kelim? That's a Tosas Sirmasa Shalibna Ba'ar and Chesem Aleph. So if you look at Tosas here and also the Tosas in the other places, in Psachim and in Avodah Zarah. Again, just to, we'll be mafarid as we go further, but I just want to make sure that no one is you know, left with nothing to do. You know, it's not going to be gone that long, but either way. Especially after reading the Ramban, that, you know, if you're, you know, Machshil Aherim, it's even worse than your own Takala. So you have to be. I have to be careful about these things. Okay, let's move on now to back to Demai. Okay, so what we've seen so far is that number one, we had a machlokas about this takala question. When we say anakadosh baruch maybe takala yadam, the special hashkacha, we had a machlokas between Bali Tosis against the two deos of the Ramban. And within the Bali Tosis, basically we were discussing whether or not the issue is one of chepta shel iser, macholas asuros, not just iser gabra lachila. And that's what raises all sorts of demai questions. Is demai really macholas asuros at all? After all, the Gemara seems in possibly in two places seems to speak about demai in this context, maybe a third according to Rabbeinu Tam. Is it macholas asuros? Again, I mentioned that the Rav was very vociferous about this point. He really felt strongly that Demai is not Macholos Asuros, and I'll discuss the Raya and what you do with the Raya in just a couple of minutes, the issue of Machilin Aniim V'Achsanya Demai. So that's one issue. And the second issue is, if we're really talking about this, if we're talking about the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Yadam, the Bali Tosa sense of the term, so then we have two other very important implications for Demai. That's what we've been zeroing in on. The first is the one that the Asman Daraisa picked up on. I'm sure others picked up on it before him, but not the Rishonim anyway. And that is that, you know, why don't you say, according to the Bali Tosas, that Shema Iser in our Sugya, in Bava Medalev. And if Shema Iser, then there's no takala. Why aren't you worried that there really was a hafrasha? After all, there's a rove that there probably was a hafrasha. So this, at minimum, it's only a suffix that there wasn't, and there may even be a rove that there was. So what's the problem in the Gemara? And then the other problem on Zion and Beis, the opposite problem, when the Gemara introduces the fact that there is no d'mai l'maiser, no d'mai l'maichol behema, right, so then, and here you do have it in the Shita Mekubetzes and the Marsha, the question of, well, why aren't you worried for the other side of the suffix? Not Shema Iser, but Shema Lo Iser, in which case the fact that there is technically no requirement of Demai doesn't mean that there can't be a Takala, especially if it's a Hashgacha and a Nevuah. We don't know how, you know, we don't know the parameters of that, but whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, however it works, you know, if that's something to be Choshesh for, then it's something to be Choshesh for. Okay, so those are the two issues that came up. So Joe mentioned to me yesterday, because correctly, just to put it in perspective, and that is that, however, according to the Ramban's perspective on Takala, especially since we're worried, according to the Ramban, in some of the cases, not only that you will actually be, you know, machshil the person by feeding him Iser, but that in some cases he'll, you know, derive from your behavior wrong information, which will lead him astray in the future. So if that's the case, then these implications basically don't exist. In other words, we're not really so concerned with whether or not this particular demai is tevel d'oraisa or minatora it's metukan. What we're concerned about is that if there's a chiyuv demai, right, then you know, being clueless and causing other people to think that you can, you know, act cavalierly when it comes to demai, that's a takala too. So basically, what we're really worried about, partially in the sugya at least, in terms of what affects demai, very well may be, you know, the rules of demai. And if we're worried about the rules of demai, so then the problem of Zayin Amud Beis, which is safek, safek when you don't have to be mafresh, and ein machol behema chaya b'dmai. That would be a fine answer. And by the same token, on the sugya on the above, it wouldn't be a problem either. What do we ask? That maybe in this particular case, it's metukan, right? And therefore he's not doing anything wrong. That could be. But if the halacha is that taroves d'mai is chayav b'dmai, there's still an element of takala here. Maybe the takala that you have misled other people who will proceed to assume that taroves d'mai is not chayav. So I think it's a very important point, meaning this whole discussion about the implication, the d'mai implications of applying in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe takala yadam, really seem to be limited to the Bali Tosis. It's certainly true for the problem that I mentioned about Macholos Asuros. That's certainly going to be limited to Bali Tosis' understanding, because according to the Ramban, the other two deos, there's no special yichus to Macholos Asuros at all. Any Isra Achila would qualify if it's a takala, according to the first deya. And any situation where it's not in the category of Abal Atayar Messianoso, but there's some, you know, element of Pshia, very, very broadly defined, obviously, not real Pshia, that would count as a takala too. So I think that this is very important to have that perspective, that according to both interpretations of the Ramban, these two very, very crucial Dmai issues don't really come up. Okay, having said that, so let's go back and analyze it just a little bit more. Okay. In terms of the Macholos Asuros issue, just very quickly, and we'll go back to it if we have time later on. So I mentioned that the Rav's view was that that Dmai is not Macholos Asuros. And the Raya was, Ein Machilim, that Machilim is Aniyim, that's Achzanya Dmai. So the point is, I just want to qualify this just a little bit. Number one, that is a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And we pass like Beis Hillel, who say that Machilim Aniyim, Beis Shammai disagree. It's just important to know that. But aside from that, there is a debate in the Yerushalmi, which is quoted by with the Yerushalmi Alatar on the Mishnah in Dvai, and the Rash quotes it there, and Bali Tosis quoted in, I think, in Sukkah as well. And that is whether Beis Hillel's Kula is quite the Kula that it seems to be or not. Actually, Tosis in Sukkah, I think, quotes it on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that I have open at the moment. So, Machinos Amim Asaksanya Dmai, Mishnah Perek Beis Dmai, Upligi Bigmar Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yonah Marbaniim Chaverim, Ubachsanya, Kareb Yeshua, Kedem Farish Asam, Shem Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef Marbaniim Ami Aretz, Ubachsanya Nachri. So there's this machlokes in Yerushalmi between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yeshua. I'm sorry, Biona and Rabbi Yossi, about the nature of this halacha. According to Rabbi Yossi, the din of machil nesaniim v'sachsani demai only means that you don't have to be mafrish before you hand it over to another chaver. Normally you would. You would have that chova as well. But the point is that when it comes to an ani, the dinim are somewhat different. But it's not a heter for anybody to be eating Chafzah Shel Dmai. That's very important. And the question is whether you paskin like Rabbi Yonah or Rabbi Yossi, but that's a very important issue. The other point, of course, is that even if you were to accept the more accepted understanding, which is that you can really be Machil, Aniyim, and Achsanya, actual Dmai, without any kind of tikkun, so the question is, does it really prove that point? In other words, could step back and ask the question, well, Dmai, everybody agrees that Dmai is a Dindra Abana. And according to some versions, and it's not clear whether there's a dispute about the facts, as we already discussed, so Rova Niyim are Ma'asri. So definitely this is already a Dindra Abana, and maybe even a Dindra Abana, which is based on a Miut. So then the question is, even if you say that there's a Takana Durabanan, to consider midrabanan at least demai as tebel, as kind of tebel drabanan, macholos asuros, in other words. So it could be that's when we apply it. Maybe the real idea of ein of machilin, rather, aniyim v'achsanya demai, is the idea that when it comes to achsanya and when it comes to aniyim, we kahigabna lo tiknu, there is no such drabanan. Were there to be such a drabanan, it would always express itself in as a machalos asuros, as a chetzah shalisa. But maybe that's the true meaning of Beis Hillel's chiddush. So that's something, I think, to consider. But then you have to analyze the various applications referred to in the Mishnah in Demai, and of course that are applied throughout Shas, namely Ma'arvin b'Demai, Mevorchin ala Demai. If indeed anybody is allowed to use a Demai for an Eruv and for a Lulav, I should say, for a Esrog, for a for matzah, if that's the case, so then it seems like we're extending this concept. So the Gemara explains in several places that the reason that the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hayamid Beis and Pesachim Lamed Hayamid Beis and the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in a number of places explains, Gemara in Brachos, right, that the reason that you can do all these things with Demai is because Ibai Mafkir Nichsei, he can get rid of all his property, and then he too will be an Ani, and then he'll qualify for Machilin Eswaniyim Vesuachsanya Demai. And therefore, as far as he's concerned, it's considered Roy Lachila. Once it's Roy Lachila, so then it can operate, it can you know, appropriately serve the function for an Eruv. You can make a brach on it. It has heter achila, and therefore it can be an esrog. You can use it for matzah, and so on and so forth. So then the question is, how seriously, or how do we understand that line in the Gemara? Number one, it doesn't appear in all Gemaras, and even when it does appear, what does it really mean? This, of course, is highlighted by the Baalei Tosfos again, in both places, in Pesachim and in Sukkah. Tosas here in Sukkah explains Bivoy Mafkir Nichse Lava Tzarech Lahai Taima Ela Mishum De Yeshbo Heter Achila La'ani Kimoli Yisrael The Nafik B'Shel Truma The Chazi L'Kohen Nud Kavase. And really there are two issues here. One is a criterion question in each and every application. In other words, is it sufficient? Do I have to be able to eat this? Or is it sufficient that, you know, a good member in standing of Klal Yisrael can eat it? So if it's sufficient that somebody can eat it, beheter, even if I can't eat it, so then what Tosfos is saying certainly holds true, right? Lo avatzarech la'aytayma, the fact that yesh heter achila la'ani kimoli Yisrael denafik b'shal truma dechazi l'kohen, that would certainly be true. Except that, it's not so obvious that we should compare the heter of Demai to an Ani and the heter of Truma to a Kohen. Right? The fact is that to a Kohen, Truma is not Macholos Asuros. Not only that, it's a mitzvah. But even from the Yisrael's perspective, for him it is Macholos Asuros, but only because he's a Zar and it's not a Davar Shebikdusha. But from his perspective, it's also not true that the Kohen is eating Macholos Asuros. On the contrary, he provides the Truma to the Kohen because there's a mitzvah achilas Truma. Mash ein kein demai, it's true that an Ani and a Achsanya can eat it, but not because, from my point of view, it's certainly not a mitzvah, and it's not even necessarily Machol Heter. Maybe from his point of view it's Makal Heter. Right? So the equation between these two things is certainly open to question. In any case, if we were to take the perspective that even from the Yisrael's point of view, it's a Chumra B'Alma that he can't eat Demai, but the Ani and the Achsanya are basically represent the norm, that's what they're doing, reflects the real status of the skeptza even as far as me, you know, the, I don't know if I'm the Ashir, but the non-Ani or Asanya perspective. Maybe one time I should play the Ashir. Anyway. But the point is that this becomes a very important question. So the way the Rav understood this whole Shaka Vitarya is basically that, you know, this is proof positive, not only Makilin Aniim Yaksanya, but the fact that even that's true, even from my point of view, reflects that there's no Macholas Asuras. However, as I said before, number one, the Gemara does have this idea of Iboy Mafkir Nichsei. Tulsus here is bothered by it. And it could be that as long as any member in Klal Yisrael can eat it, maybe that's enough, even if it's from a perspective that I don't identify with. So there are basically three issues to consider when we talk about Iboy Mafgir Nichsei. In any case, Tosus goes on to explain, Kivosei beperek mefanin, Truma udmai, parach begamar dmai halechazile, mishani, kivin Iboy Mafgir Nichsei, havimatzal emeimra hol vechazilani. So basically, Tosas here holds with the idea that Ibai Mafkir Nichse is Lav Dafka. Tosim Psachim. A similar discussion. Did I bring up Safin? No. Okay. You look at anybody have the Safin here? Yeah. You have the Tosis there? Yeah, go ahead. Lamed Hayam, but also Lamed Hayam base, so it happens. So there, go ahead. Meaning? Number one, the suffix itself is.
The suffix itself is important because it's saying that when you match, you're not going to fast for Chakiani, and therefore it's more than just B'Yevit. It's either Chakila, you can be Yotze because it's Chazi to you, it's Mamish Chazi to you at that moment.
Yeah, so of course this is a very strong statement about, you know, about everybody be perceiving himself as an Eved and an Ani, the Halach Manya in the context of Pesach. That in itself is very fascinating, right? But it's also very fascinating, would that would be enough? I mean, that's, you know, halachic reality, even if it's a halachic reality idea, would be enough, you know, for purposes of Machilin, Esraniyim, Vesachsanya, Demai. I mean, that's a little shocking. As much of a halachic reality as it is, again, so if you take the Rav's perspective, which is that this is, you know, really not Machalos Asuras anyway, so as long as legally and formally you come under the rubric of Ani, that might be fine. Otherwise, if it's really that, you know, the Takana of Demai doesn't apply to Aniim, it would be hard to say that definition based on Hilchos Chametz Matzah is going to apply. Either way, Tosus is taking a view that is the opposite of the Tosus and Sukkah, in that Tosus is taking very seriously Iboy Mafke Nichse. Tosus is saying that the fact that my Ani neighbor, yeah.
Isn't that because of the context? In Sukkah, Chazi Lachem works.
Right, so that could be.
Yeah, Sukkah
Chazi Lachem. Oh, so. Yeah, so the point is that you might be Mechalik here, and this goes to the first point. Again, if the reason that we were so liberal about this and didn't really take the requirement to be boy mafkin nifsei so seriously is because what we're really trying to say is that it's not machalos asuros, so then we might be liberal across the board. Even then, there might be a technical requirement in the other direction, and that is, well, lemaisa, you have to be able to put this in your mouth and to eat it without any kind of limitations. And you can't do that. So here it depends on my personal ability, capacity to be able to do that, and therefore I have to have the mechanism Iboy Mafkir Nichse. So basically the question is, we're dealing with perhaps different types of issues and halachos. In some cases, the fact that it's Roy for any member of Klal Yisrael is sufficient. In other cases, it needs to be Roy for me, and that breaks down into two different cases. It needs to be roi for me in theory, meaning it can't be cheftas shel macholos asuros. But if there's an iser gavra, that wouldn't matter to me since I'm not eating it. The point is I'm using it for, well, in the case of matzah, I'm eating it, but in the case of sukkah, I'm using it as a cheftas shel mitzvah. Or, like in the case of matzah, I really shouldn't have any problems with it. Or even that is just a kolvus agavra, an iser gavra problem, but it doesn't really disturb the kiyum mitzvah of matzah. So the point is where you, there are basically two issues in all these cases that need to be investigated. Whether we're talking about Eruv, Birchas HaMazon, matzah, esrog, or more. Number one, how practically do you have to be able to do it? That's one extreme. How, to what extent, as long as any member of Klal Yisrael can do it beheter, that's sufficient. And the in-betweens, as we said, are you can do it, but there's an Iser Gavra, but there's no Iser Keftza. That's one issue. And then the second question is the question that we're discussing, which is whether or not the heter of Aniyim and Aksanya doesn't itself just simply reflect that there is no Keftza shell Iser. The Rambam, for example, in different places, sometimes he quotes Sibayim Afkinichse, and sometimes he doesn't. In Hilchos Matzah, he just says wherever you can make a Birchas HaMazon on is sufficient for matzah. In general, that's a Chiddush of the Rambam, that line. Spoke about a couple of years ago, as I recall, before Pesach, but that's a Chiddush of the Rambam. No one knows where he got that exact equation from. But undoubtedly, it's the Rambam's way of saying something is Machalas Asuros, and that it's subject to the concept of Shevach of the Hodah in particular. But in Hilchos Lulav, there the Rambam spells out Ibayim Mafkir Nichse. You have to look at the Rambam in each different places. Sometimes it says Ibayim Mafkir Nichse. Sometimes it sounds like that, like what Tosa says in Sukkah. You don't really need that at all. It's simply a Cheftza HaRuya. So both the question of whether L'chatchila B'di'eved, that part of Tosa, and the second question, are you a Shem Ani sufficiently? Again, for Chovas Agava reasons, maybe, not for Macholas Suros, Chepsa Shalisa reasons, on Pesach, both of those points in Tosis become very important, as is the Tosis in Sukkah. Other Rishonim, and certainly Achronim, ask, you know, what if for some reason this person couldn't be Mafkir Nitze? Let's say, let's say there was some impediment to his being able to be Mafkir Nitze, some neder that he took, or other such things. So Lamaisa, he couldn't be Mafkir Nitze for extraneous reasons. You know, would that affect his ability to use an Esrog Shel Dmai or Matzah Shel Dmai, and so on? Again, if you think that this is the Gemara's way of saying that, don't think this is an esoteric exception for Aniyim and Achsanya, it's a reflection of the status of Dmai everywhere. So that we don't really care about your practical ability to be mafkir nichse. What we care about is the fact that, you know, for you as well as for the aniyim, there's no chetzah shel machalos asuros. If, on the other hand, we really require you to have the potential to be an ani, to have the potential to partake in this object, so basically we're making a double statement, either about demai or about the need for a practical heter achila or roi lachila in the process. So this could very well be the issue of how we analyze whether or not machila aniyim v'achsanya reflects lack of machalas asuros. It also may be reflected in other things, and I think in theory at least one could be mechalek between all sorts of issues. There are issues when it comes to demai. Let me just make the general statement. There are issues when it comes to demai that have to do with whether or not demai is chal to begin with, both on a gav. One of these is the gavra level, aniyim and achsanya. Again, here you could say maybe kai gavna lo tiknu, etc. Fine. We also find this on a second level, on the cheftza level. We already have it in our Gemara, right? Macho behema, zera, things where midoraisa, if you're dealing with tabel, there would be an iser of hanas kilui. But we're saying the midrabanan, they weren't metakein d'mai. Taroves d'mai may be in that category too, according to, again, all the Rishonim except for the Rambam. In other words, what we have here are discrepancies between the din of Tevel Doraisa and the din of Makolo, then the din of Dma. Again, if you hold that Dma really isn't Makolo Sasuros, then that is very understandable. But even if you were to hold that it is Makolo Sasuros, you still might say, just like you could say Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu on a Gavra level, you might say, well, certain types of Safek Tevels, Kai Gavna, Lo Tiknu, Isur Heftza or Heftza Shal Isur, either. It's theoretically possible. That would be a second category. The third category would be a situation where you actually are dealing with Dmai and you don't discount it. In other words, there is a requirement in a halacha of Dmai, and yet we find that we treat the Tvua of Dmai differently than we would treat Tevel Doraisa. Okay, that's a third category. For example, the discussions in the Mishnayos about Chomesh and about Meduma, right, in the context of Maaser Sheni, Pidyon. In other words, not where you don't apply Dmai to certain people or to certain objects, but you do apply Dmai, and yet we don't treat it consistently like we would treat Chalos, Trumas and Maestros on a Doraisa level. The question is to assess that. So again, you have to look at each one. In some cases, maybe it's because of the root of Safek and Motzim Mechaver Levaraya and other such technical and extraneous issues. Or does that reflect too that even though, even when we're applying Dmai, in this sense, it's a little bit of the potential for a more ambitious proof that we're not dealing with real Makalos Asuros, because we'd say, oh, the other case is Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu, Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu, on a Gavra level, on a Kapta level. But here, it was Tiknu, it is Dmai, and yet we're not treating it as Tevel, even Tevel Drabanan, or Truma, or Maestros Midrabanan, right? So that's what you have to assess. Is the reason that we're not doing that is because it's still, you know, only Midrabanan, or Nitkan Al Asafe, or is that because it really isn't Tevel on any level? The fourth area, I'm making up these, but I think that they're correct. The fourth one, I'm not making up the dinim, making up the classificatory scheme. The fourth one would be, I think, issues that have to do with Maisa Afrasha in Dmai. And they include some of the things we have in our Gemara, like the question of Mukaf, the question of, Nosin Einav Bitzad Zeh, Umafrish Bitzad Acher, issues like that. Namely, is the act, again, like the previous category, we're talking about a case where Dmai is Chal, the Takana is in place, and yet, the question of Shabbos and Yom Tov, can you be Mafrish on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or only Ben Hashemashos, those kind of issues. The question of Gvulos, these are situations, no, let's take the Gvulos out, sorry. Gvulos has to do with the previous category. But the question of Mukaf, the question of Nosan Enov Bitzad Zeh, these issues have to do with the Maisa Hafrasha. Is the Maisa Hafrasha of Dmai any different than the parallel Daraisa for Hafrasha's Trumos Umaisros? And again, if there is a difference, can everything be attributed to Drabanan Daraisa, some element of Safek that remains, perhaps? Or maybe it shows, again, that, you know, we're not dealing with Tevel Durabanan at all. We're dealing with a Chovas Afrasha and maybe with an Isur Achila, but nothing more. There's no real concept of Tevel. Even within that, I think the question then would be, is there any kind of tikkun that really takes place in the context of Afrasha's demai? Any real tikkun? That might be related to the question of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Is there any kind of, you know, hafkas tevel? Or maybe there's a hafrasha, ma'is hafrasha, but there really isn't tikkun tevel. What is koveya with respect to the requirement of mukaf, or the issue of no sein ein av tzadzeh, or the question of the iser of Shabbos and Yom Tov? Is it tikkun? Is it ma'is hafrasha? So these are some of the issues to explore, both in terms of the continuing impact of Safek, but especially in terms of how we look at the Takanas Demai, whether or not it is Cheftesh HaMachalos Asuros, Tevel Midrabanan, or some other Chovas HaGavra and Chovas HaFrasha, etc. Along these lines, I think we can go back to the question then, indeed, whether or not Demai constitutes Machalos Asuros, Midrabanan, as far as the Takala issue is concerned as well. Okay. So that's one thing I just wanted to organize. The next question is, getting back to what we discussed yesterday, is there a Safek at all? Is there a Safek Tevel? Is there a Safek Mu'usar? Now again, just to get some perspective, this, if we didn't have any problems and any issues, and all we had was the Gemara in Sota, which, you know, tells us the history of how Demai began, I think Bepashtus, we all would have thought that Demai is Safek Teva. That would be the natural tendency. Per se, there would be no reason, if you didn't analyze the rest of the Gemara here in Kulin, and the Sugyas, and Mishnayos, and Demai, and other places, if we just had the Takana itself, and we knew what it was based on, there would be every reason to think that Demai is Safek Teva. Okay. We might ask ourselves then the question, which is, well, is there really justification for such a Safek according to the regular rules of Hakra? Don't we normally say, especially in the case, if assuming that there is a Rove really, don't we usually say that, you know, Azlina Basa Rove? So why are we concerned and worried here? So that's a legitimate question. We'll get back to that. That's a question that Tosis asks in Shabbos, right, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. If there really is a rove, so why do we have this takana? And other suggestions, Tosis says because of the miut hamatsui, right, that there's the latest a safek, and apparently a strong one. Others give different answers to the question. The Meleches Shlomo, in his parish on the Mishnah, and the Aruch HaShulchan picks up on this as well, and the Aruch HaShulchan Asid says, maybe what we have here is a combination of miut and chazaka, something which should be familiar to us. We'll be encountering it again, but we already encountered it in our topic of Rav Mitzvah Neitzel Shkita Mum Kanein. Right? So we know that there's a group of Rishonim that hold that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, who says chashin and lemiuta, nonetheless, we sometimes, some Rishonim think at least, that the big machlokas Rishonim, and some think it maybe even Daraisa, others certainly think it's possible Drabanan, we will say smoch miyuta lechazaka, and not itrale ruba, which is what Rabbi Meir would say, but palga upalga. Again, some say Daraisa, some say Drabanan. Again, we encountered that in our Rav Mitzvah Neitzel Shkita Mum Kanein discussion. So the Melech HaShlomo and his parish on the Mishnah in Dubai, and the Aruch HaShulchan suggested this as well, that maybe what we have here is, I think Aruch HaShulchan or suggested this, or that the Melech HaShlomo, I should say, suggested to explain Tosis. Tosis says it's a Mira Matsui, so I think he said, well, what does that mean? So what if there's a Mira Matsui? There's still a rove. So this is his explanation. Tosis means, just like Tosis says this one or two other places, Tosis means that it's a tziruf of the chazaka of Isur Tevel plus the miyuta, which is, in this case is not kelesa because it's matzui. The simple pshat of Tosis is that that's not so, that it really is a miyut. it remains a miyud, but it's a miyud amatsui. That's a simple reading of Tosis. But the Melech HaShlomo and the Aruch HaShulchan consider this possibility, in which case it's a kind of a palga, upalga, at least al pidin. Question is, if you really held that way, maybe it should be daraisa. Right? Or if you held that the original takana wasn't based on Rov Amearitz Maastrin, but that's only Rava. Actually, sometimes Rava says it, sometimes Abaya says it. Right? Rava says it in Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and Abaya says it in Gittin Samach Aleph. Again, Rava says it on Shabbos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, right? But one could have thought that this was a safek. So if it's a real safek, then why is it even drabanan? So according to the Rambam, it would be drabanan anyway, because safek drabanan. I'm sorry, safek daraisa lechumra is only a din drabanan. According to the majority of the Rishonim, right, had it really been a safek ashakol, maybe d'mai should be a din daraisa. Unless you say that maybe the safek is daraisa, but there are still dinim, which are a result of a takana drabanan. Okay. Either way, the point is that there are different explanations for the basis for this. Either it's miyut, like Tosas seems to say in Shabbos, or it's palga upalga. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan goes on to say, to give another suggestion, maybe demai is based on the principle of kavua. I think actually I brought that page somewhere. Maybe it's based on the principle of kavua. Kol kavua kemachtza machtza. Now, most Rishonim understand that kol kavua kemachtza machtza is also a din drabanan. Just a second. I know I copied it at some point. Anybody else have the? You have the Aruch HaShulchan? What?
I don't. Sorry.
This is the Aruch HaShulchan Asid. Just one second. It's worth finding if I can find it. I don't know. Where are all these papers? I just know that I had it here somewhere. Okay, whatever. The Aruch HaShulchan Asid has this third suggestion, which is that based on the principle called Kavua Machtza Machtza, which most Rishonim are the opinion of Rabbanon. And then he suggests that one should be Mechalek between, it depends on the circumstances of how you come to this particular Tavua, whether you come upon it Bikvius or Biparush. That's a third suggestion. That too would make it more, despite the existence of Rov Amearetz Maasrin, more in the category of a real Safek. Okay. So again, Tosis in Shabbos sounds like it's a Miut, but it's Betoris Miut Amatsui. The other possibilities, Palgo Palga, or Kavua, Kemachtza Amachtza. The Aruch HaShulchan has a fourth possibility, which is very important. And then he says, you know what? Actually, this is an interesting line. He says, when they sent out the word that everybody should know that that there are serious onshim that involved in not being mafresh tumas and maisros. So at that point, that should have been the takana. Basically, at that point, we shouldn't really have been concerned anymore. And after all, Rav Amiaretz are also Maasrin. Says the real issue and the real takon of Demai has to do with Nemanis. The real issue in Demai is that they took away the Nemanus of the Amiaretz. That's the takon of Demai. That's a very innovative approach. However, it's an approach which has roots in Rishon, yeah.
The Rambam
in Perek Tes, Hilchos Meiser, Halacha Aleph, although I think, again, the Rambam's total view is more nuanced, as we've been saying, and we'll get back to that in a minute, but the Rambam in Perek Tes, Hilchos Meiser, Halacha Aleph, also introduces the question of Nemanus right at the beginning of the formulation of Demai, which is very unusual. Again, if you look at the Gemara in Sota, the Gemara Sota says nothing about Nemanus. The Mishnayos in Demai, of course, are filled with the issue of Nemanus. The question is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? In other words, once you are metakein dmai because the amei aretz are chashud. So that based on that becomes a sugi in Bechoros, you know, chashud bedavars ein neman. So in addition to that, not only do we have to worry about it because we don't trust that they'll do it, but we don't believe them once we don't trust them either. But the Rambam, it doesn't appear anywhere in the original Takana, and it's just fascinating that the Aruch HaShulchan, this is his like preferred approach, is that the real Takana, the primary Takana, has to do with Namanus. So the Rambam says, "Bimei Yochanan Kohen Gadol Kishaya Ach Shehaya Achar Shimon HaTzadik Shalchu Bezen Ubadku B'Kol Gvul Yisrael Matzu Shakol Zehirim B'Truma Gedola Mafrishinosa Avamaisa Rishon Avamaisa Sheni Avamaisa Ani Hayu Amei Aretz Mistral Mekilin Alatzan V'Lo Yimafrishinosa." That's up front the formulation. It's very important. And then he says, "Aval ayam ha'aretz perasim safek, ve'ena nemanim lomar mu'usarim hein, v'zeo anikra d'mai." This, we already pointed to the fact that he calls their peros safek, not miut, but safek. I think the safek here is a result also of the lack of nemanus. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan explains. I just think he... his explanation is a little too narrow for the Rambam. I think the Rambam has to integrate something else that we discussed yesterday, namely the Takana al Hasafek, which isn't just a Takana Zvada either. But this is the Rambam's formulation. But it's not only this Rambam. It's also... well, number one, the fascinating thing is that the Rambam transitions right away in the next parak to Dinei Nemanus V'Chaver, which shows the... which is consistent with the idea that the exclusion of nemanus is a crucial, not just a result, but a crucial aspect of demai. The whole 10th parak, hamakabel av lios neman ala maestros, leo peros of demai, what does he have to do? That whole transition. But also in the Rambam, in, what is it, parak? Yud Gimel? What is it? Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, Yud Beis? What is that? Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet? Okay. Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. There too, the Rambam has this very strong formulation. Eilu dvarim shelo gazra aleihem b'shal shegazra al admai halokeach peres lezria o lahachal behema. Yeah, kemach laoros malugma lurtia shemen ladlokas aner losach basakelim yain lekilur chalas amaretz meduma lekoach bekesef meitzer sheni shiari hamenachos tosefes abikurim eilu kol eilu peturim in admai the kivin shamala amaretz metukanim heim einon sarach laaser. Right? Meaning, when the Rambam wants to say there's no demai, here he says, instead of just saying there's no demai, therefore you don't have to worry about it, he up front brings in the fact that under these circumstances there's no nemanus problem. Which is interesting, because one could have said, well, there's still a nemanus problem, just that we're not mitaking the need for afrosh's demai, just treat it as a regular safek. What the Rambam is saying is, it's very, very important, once you put Kes Aleph together with Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and especially after having seen that Aruch HaShulchan, who makes this the Ikar aspect of Dmai, you can appreciate what the Rambam was doing here. Namely, the issue of Nemanus depends on the Takana of Dmai. It's not as if when it comes to Malugma, or Lakoch Kes Maisa Sheni, or Shiari Amenachos, that they're more likely have been to, you know, to be Maaser. That's not the point. In terms of the credibility of the Aniyah, the answer is it doesn't start with that. It's not only a result of the Chashud, but that too is part of the Takana of Demai itself. Yeah. On Chafei. Yeah, so I think it works very nicely with the Sugya of Chafei. Now this question of the possibility of linking this... again, it's certainly linked with Nemanus either way. There's no question about that. What we're asking is, you know, which came first and which is more central. But I think that this is also connected to the link to Shviyas a little bit. In our sugya, we have, these Gemaras that the Gemara speaks about, you know, Chashud ala Shviyas and Chashud ala Maiser. And as you point out, Tosus and Bechoros and in other places, and the Ramban here, discuss the question, is there a problem of Am Aretz being Chashud ala Shviyas? So the Ramban quotes different deos on this question. He quotes in the name of the Rashbam, and poses quotes in the Rashbam as well, that it depends where you are in the cycle of Shviyas. How close are you to Shnas HaShemitah, that we should really be worried and be suspect, that you should be suspect, that we should be suspicious. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. He says, no, Rabbeinu Tam says there's no kashad of shvius for a regular Amaretz, unless you happen to have an Amaretz who is chashad b'shvius. Ramban says, I don't even like that formulation, but basically it's a small nuance. It says, there's nothing about Amei Haaretz that are particularly that you single them out to say this one's more. I should say this person is chashud b'shvius. Ramban was defending, you know, the Amei Haaretz. He was saying basically, when it comes to Meiser, so you know they're as a group, they have this this problem. But when it comes to shvius, if they don't have this problem, then you should never say, oh, you know, an Amei Haaretz who's chashud. You should say a chashud, not an Amei Haaretz who's chashud. That's the Ramban's law. Anyways. Then he quotes the sheet of the Ravid, which is that there's a machlokas atanoim. The Ravid thinks that that's a machlokas atanoim, whether or not there's a chashad of Amei Haaretz on Shvius as there is on Maisa. Then the Ramban goes on to say that based on some of the sugyas, one might have thought that there was such a thing. And then he says, and maybe you would think, or maybe you could argue, before he rejects it, maybe you could argue that the same kind of takana that we find in Demai, we find in Shvius. It's a very interesting line. So if the Ikar of takana's Demai is about Nemanus, then that line makes sense. But if the primary focus is about a particular problems of Tevel, a particular Chashash of Tevel, and especially if the content of it is takanas Hafrasha, Isur Achilas Agavra, if that's what Demai is all about, then you just don't have that in Shvius. Similarly, you have a similar issue in the Rajba. Oh, this is all things I put on the Marmakomos, right in Os Gimel here. The Rajba, when he discusses the questions of Chashad, when are we Choshesh, when we're not, in terms of Chiluf, in terms of other things. So he discusses the question of you give the chayot amaretz, you give him canvas or whatever it is, and in order to make a beged, but he is more comfortable making a beged with flax or whatever it is. So it's just easier, I guess, to work with, I guess. So can you trust when you give him the material that he won't switch the material? That's one issue. And then he goes on to say, and certainly if maybe then you can't trust him because it's easier, that's controversial, that the Rajah was not sure about. And certainly says, a situation where you don't give him the material at all, but you say to him, I want you to make my sweater out of this canvas. You know, then you certainly have to worry about him switching for Kilayim. And he says, after all, what are you going to say? The fact that you specifically spelled out your preference, you know, that's going to be Ma'akev. He says, well, in the case of Demai, probably you tell the guy, I really want you to be Mafrish Trumas and Maestros before you sell me, you know, this Tavua. It just doesn't help there, so it probably doesn't help here either. That's a line in the Rajba. Anybody have the Rajba here? No? Nobody has it? Okay. Everybody saw it? People saw it? Okay. So that's the Rajba's line. So again, I think that one could revolt against that line if you want. Meaning, in the case of Demai, you have a Takana's Demai that isn't only about Chashud and lack of Nemanus. On the contrary, one could argue that the lack of Nemanus isn't the beginning of the takana, but the end of the takana. Namely, because of your concern about Tevel, for whatever reason, and the Dindar Abana and the Gzeira of therefore demanding another Hafrasha, right, and there being an Isra Achila, so the result of that is that there's no Nemanus. But that doesn't mean that where there's nothing comparable to a formal takana's demai, that you don't believe somebody when you tell them what to do. Again, that it has to be played out on the chashad level, an issue in general, which is what I gave you a few extra little marmakomos to see. you know, when do we suspect people and when we don't? Basically honest people. And not people who have a track record of lying, but basically honest people, but who are tempted or who don't have a sense of the gravity. You know, they don't share your perspective on how important, how vital, you know, this mission, you know, being carried out precisely is. Because for them, it's not a big deal. They might be otherwise honest in every way. So that's a question, and that's a Simen Kufyud Tes question, or that's a, you know, Mishnah in Bechoros question. But my point is that the Rashba, by introducing the equation with Dmai, just like the Ramban introducing the equation of Dmai with Shvius, I don't think it's not so problematic, but what I'm just contrasting it, you know, with the view that that the Nemanos issue in Dmai is a result, totally a result, not at all a cause. Yeah.
Could we connect it with the placement of Dmai in Zarek? That it's put at the end of Chasipay, which talks about Nemanos issues instead of after Trumo, after Maisos?
Say that again, that he puts
Dmai, Dmai in Zarek is before Maisar, before Maisos, and
oh, you mean in the Mishnayos?
Yeah, it's right after Peah Perkes, which talks about Neimanos.
Yeah, I think that works. I was going to mention that.
I think that's one of the answers that they give for why Dmai is here, because it's connected to the Neimanos thing.
So yeah, absolutely. Because it's totally out of place. It really should be in the Seder HaMishnayos. Again, the Rambam put it in the right place. You know, as he put it in Perkes Maisros. But what is Dmai doing after Peah? Right before Trumos and Maisros. 100%. So that would work nicely according to the, again, what we call the...
The Rosh Hashanah isn't the whole story in the Rambam.
What?
Whatever you said before, the Rosh Hashanah is
really
one prad.
Right, the Rosh Hashanah is one prad in the Rambam. But for others, and for the Rosh Hashanah himself, if you want to think that
the Rambam should have left it when the Mishnayos had it.
Well, I don't know about that either. I mean, that's still pretty wild. I mean, it's still, even if you were to take the Rosh Hashanah's perspective, I would say the proof is in, Ariel's correct, the proof is in the other direction. Now, if you have the classification of the Mishnayos and Zerayim, that really is strange. I mean, we haven't introduced Tevel at all, and Trumas and Maisras, and all of a sudden we're talking about the Drabanan of Dmai. That's really peculiar. So if you want to say that that's connected to the end of Peah, and it's an Amanus issue, that makes a lot of sense. But even if you were to fully subscribe to that thesis, you know, you still probably would want to put Dmai, you know, after Trumas and Maisras. So I don't know that the Rambam is proof of that, but I think that there is other evidence that the Rambam feels that both of these things are true and that they are connected, but again, each is only 50% of the story. Yeah.
The Radbaz and the Rambam, I think Rigyu Gimel says he can't understand the Rambam saying that this is Dafka.
Saying
that it's Dafka if the Amharit says that they're Mitzukanim, but if the Amharit says nothing, then they're going to be Aser in those cases. The Rav says it must be Lab Dafka that the Amharit is telling him this.
Right.
Like, could we for the Rambam, everything we're saying, is it possible that it's even Dafka that if the Amharit says nothing, it's...
So this is the Mishnah Lamela. So that's the next thing I wanted to just mention, that Dani was brought up right on the first day that we were discussing this, the Mishnah Lamelach in Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. Where the Mishnah Lamelach has this safek, whether or not the classic case of Dmai is only a case where you ask and you just don't believe what the guy says, but he tells you that he was Mafrish, or maybe the classic case, he doesn't formulate it this way, but his real suffix is, in a case where you find Dmai, namely Tvua that comes from an Amaretz, but you can't ask the question to the Amaretz, were you or were you not Mafrish, will we also be kosher for Truma Gedola? That's the Mishnah Melech's big suffix. He goes back and forth on this issue, Kedarko. I should also add that in discussing some of the evidence back and forth, the Mishnah Melech suggests, I think points out correctly in some cases it's speculation, some cases I think it's clear, that the Rambam sometimes uses the word Dmai, and that in other in Sugyas the word Dmai sometimes appears to mean simply Safek Tevel, and itself is very important for our bigger question. It doesn't always mean Dmai, you know, in quotation marks, you know, with all the dinim of Dmai, namely you don't have to worry about Truma Gedola, you know, Aniyim, Achsanya, you know, Dimua, all the things that we've been discussing, right? It doesn't mean that. Sometimes demai means safek tevel. That's a very important phenomenon in its own right. But either way, the general safek of the Mishnah Melech is, you know, what lebaisa, what will happen? Could you be even more mistapek, and therefore mistapek also for Truma Gedola when you just find a tvua on the street? But by implication, I think this becomes a very important issue for what we just were discussing. And that's connected to the Radvaz that you're talking about as well. Namely, if the is the classic case of demai, you know, to what extent is the nemanus and the statement of the Am Haaretz, you know, part of the classic case of demai, or not? Now, if we see the din of the lack of nemanus of the Am Haaretz, if we seize that as the driving force of demai, so then obviously that's the main case. And then it's very legitimate to ask the question, you know, well, you know, if we have even less than that, you know, maybe we should be koshik for Truma Gedola, or maybe we should treat it as a even more of a suffek, you know, tevel. But if the issue of nemanus is basically a result, and it's a side point in demai, but you know, not necessarily the classic case at all, then why shouldn't we assume that the classic case of demai is a case where matzah tevuah? We're just saying tevuah, it's a din of tevuah Am Haaretz. What does it have to do with the nemanus of the Am Haaretz? Again, this isn't foolproof, but I think these are some of the issues that we would want to look at. Okay. Having said that, so getting back to the beginning of all of this, we just examined very quickly some of the perspectives on demai. It's miut, it's halachic safek, palgo, because of a combination of chazaka and miut, it's kavua, or maybe it's a din and a manus, so some evidence for that. Fine. Or maybe it really is rov and miut. If it's rov and miut simply, then is that always a kula? The fact that there's, I mean, obviously, predominantly, it's a kula to say rov hame aretz ma'asrim. And I say it is at root of a lot of the kulas of demai. Mentioned yesterday the Torah Zeroim's question, according to Rav Tarfon, according to anybody who holds that there really is a safek hashakol, you know, will you just drop all of the kulas? Not necessarily, but still safek drabanan or safek daraisa, or less than a safek daraisa on some matters. But okay, but that's one perspective. In light of that, though, and especially in light of the hara that I just mentioned, name of Mishnah Melech, sometimes the word demai is just used interchangeably with safek tevel. So one could have thought that basically, whatever this is, even if it's miut, so it's a chashash rechok of tevel, if it's safek hashakol halachically or practically, so it's safek tevel. Then the question would be, but what about the evidence that seems to indicate that we treat demai differently than safek tevel? So going back to our brief discussion about whether or not Tevel Drabanan is considered to be Macholos Asuros Drabanan, right? We'd have to start taking out those same perspectives again. In other words, there are Kai Gavna Lo Tiknu type issues, and then there are other applications that are an adjustment based on the Drabanan aspect. But beyond that, in Ochanami, it is Safek Tevel. However, the point that we were making the other day was that there is some evidence that we go beyond that, and that is that tabel, that demai, is really viewed midrabanan as a din vadai. And the evidence for that is as follows. Number one, the arsugya, according to Bali Tosis, if you don't interpret in the other ways, namely if you take the position that we are eliminating Safek Isur completely, saying Vadai. That's one piece of evidence. The other evidence has to do, we'll still have to look at that, with being Ma'aser, mi Dmai al Tevel Drabanan, We have to look at the parameters of that. That's not so simple, especially since Ein Ma'asrin Demai Al Demai. So there it's a mixed bag in terms of it being a Din Badai. The other perspective has to do with the question of Bracha and Svek Svek. Yeah, you had a question first before I proceed.
All these explanations that we've seen, that's kavua or must they seem to be working with like kolot or kulodim. Is it possible that that Tanai is unique came like the Ramban and we talk about like Mishneris Tumasi or something like that?
Well, it could be that it's unique in the fact that we made a takana. That could still be true. But that's what I said before. Why, to say that this is Safek Daraisa or Lechumra, why is Dema even a Din Drabana? The answer is because there's still indications that that itself, that this maybe Kavua is itself Drabana. Maybe Smoke Mutal Chazakavi, Nasa Palga Lapalga with the robe, maybe that's only Drabana. So we still have to say that there's something here that has to do with treating Safek Tebel. I think it's particularly true if you hold Rav Ame'aretz Ma'asrin, and yet you say that we're Choshesh, or that we pulled the Namanas from the Ame'aretz. It sounds like we are taking extraordinary steps to protect Tebel, which means that, again, Mishmeres Trumosai, I think, has to do with the Chepta Shel Kedusha of Trumos and of Kodshim. So I wouldn't use that as the exact model, but maybe in the negative side. I mean, there's something particularly problematic about Tevel, and that therefore we're even choshesh for its meal. I think to say something like that, you have to say, according to many of these perspectives.
Would you take, I think, Shem approach that Tevel has Truma to a certain extent?
I'm going to say Tevel has Truma Me'urav. Could be. Right. Again, like the Rashi, what they say Rashi means. Rashi says something like that, but the Rashi Devamos on Pei Vav Amidah, perhaps. Okay. So let's look at this question of Safek Isur and do, again, so till now what we've said is it's very possible it's all Safek, but there are a lot of other indications that it's more than Safek. If we say that it's Vadai, which is something we talked about yesterday, line in the Rambam, so have we eliminated the perspective of Safek completely? That's the second question. I think this, you can't eliminate it totally, right? Because obviously if there was Eidus, that the Tevuah of an Amaretz was Musar, then the Hekatimtzi of Demai would be gone. But what we mean is, the fact that it would be a Kame Shmaya Galya would be irrelevant in terms of your violation of a Din Drabanan. That's one thing that we mean. On a more subtle level, what we mean is the Safek, which triggers the Vadai, is it just the circumstances that trigger, or does it continue to play a role because it is the circumstances that trigger? And here, I was suggesting that there could be a debate on this point between the Ramban and the Rambam. So let me just explain what I mean by that a little bit more detail. So basically, this has to do, again, in our sugya, all we've proven is that Kamishmaya Galya doesn't help you. You violated a Vadai Drabanan once there is a Safek Demai, Safek Tevel. Sorry. In the other extreme, on the Zayin Amud Beis, we also pointed out, that's another Kiddush of the Asur Daraisa, and that is that the Safek Lo Iser Daraisa is gone. That's what he calls Nefach HaIsur Lios Keheter. That, I think, is a huge Kiddush, and I don't think that is accepted by many other people. So to say that there's no Safek Iser that is relevant from a Drabana point of view, I think is much more logically and actually accepted than to say that there's no Safek Tevel on the Iser level. If there is a Safek Tevel on the Iser level, what do you do with the Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis? So that we discussed already. Maybe that's a special din in Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yadam. Ironically, what you may have there, as we discussed, is using the Netziv's terms, you may be eating Timtum Alev, but you're doing so the Heter Gavra. It's the exact opposite of the Tzom on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's an Iser Gavra, but you're not eating Bacholos Asuros. And here, you might be eating Bacholos Asuros, but you're doing it, the Heter Gavra. That, too, would not be Takala Al Yadam. I think that's what you have to say for the Shita Mekubetzes. The alternative is to say something like the Asun Daraisa, which is that, basically, since the halacha is that you're allowed to eat it, so al pidin, it doesn't have the status anymore of tevel. Maybe it's batel barov or something of that sort. We should also add that Tosus on the spot, Yoni mentioned it yesterday, points out that the Yerushalmi in Shkalim seems to operate differently than the Babli. Seems to say that even if there's a ptur meiser behema, Macho behema, I keep saying Maiso behema. Maicho behema. If there's a patur Maicho behema of Dmai, nonetheless, his being Machmir Alatzmo is meaningful. So obviously, that view assumes that both from a Takala Al Yodo perspective, just because there's a Heter, Gabra, if I want to be Machmir Alatzmi, not to be eating Macholos Asuros, that is relevant. It's also assuming that it is Macholos Asuros. It's assuming that both of these perspectives, the Asfin Daraisa perspective and the Shita Mekubetzes perspective, are both not foolproof. Okay, that would be the position of the Bali Tosis. Okay, but getting back to the first point, which I think is more controversial. So, what do I mean about these two perspectives? So just let me explain it more clearly in its context. The Gemara in Shabbos. Avi, you have the Gemara? Oh, you saw the Gemara? We were making allusion to it. I just want to read the line of the Ramban and the Rambam. Called Gimel and Aleph. You have it? Or if you want to paraphrase it, that's okay too. The Gemara there discusses whether you make a bracha, you make a bracha on Chanukah, because even though it's only a Drabanan, right, we make brachas on drabanans. So the Gemara says, and what about Dmai? How can you be mafrish Dmai Arom? After all, you need to make a bracha. Ohaya machanecha kadosh. What's that? No, that's not what the Gemara says there. So the Gemara Abaya says, don't ask me questions from Dmai, from Chanukah to Dmai. After all. After all, Ellie? Abaya says, don't ask me questions from Chanukah on Dmai. After all, you make a bracha on Neiros Chanukah, but you don't make a bracha on Dmai because, according to Abaya, here's where you have Abaya and Rava, right? What? Yeah, Bade versus Safek, correct. So basically, that's what Abaya answers. So the simple reading of Abaya would be that Abaya holds that Dmai is a Safek. Right? Because if you hold that Dmai was a Chiyuv Durabanan, Chiyuv Afrasha, Vadai, as a Takana Durabanan, it would be comparable to Chanukah, one would think. Correct? That's the simple reading of the Gemara. What does Rava say? Avi? Rava says, no, I have a better answer for Dmai, or I have the answer for Dmai, and that is Rov Amia Aretz Ma'asrame. Correct? Okay. So the question is, what does Abaya hold, what does Rava hold? The simple reading of the Gemara is Abaya is definitely saying that Dmai is a Safek. Now, Rava is arguing for what reason? So Rashi, Yoshua, did you see... Rashi? Did you see the Gemara in Shabbos? The Rashi? Buddha?
The Rashi says that it's a machokas, whether you make a bracha on Safek. And the Ramban says it's we're discussing
so what do you mean whether you make a bracha on Safek?
That they agree it is a Safek.
They both agree it's a Safek. So Bain Babaya, Bain Larava, they both agree that we're talking about a Safek. The only argument is
whether you make a bracha.
And that's a debate which turns out to be very, very important. Who else holds that way? The Raivin.
The Rambam Raivin and Milan.
The Rambam Ravid in Mila, and the Rambam and Ravid in Sukkah. Right? In Mila, what is it, Gimel Vav, and in Sukkah, Vav, Yud Gimel, I think, or whatever it is, but in Droigenis, right? Or Safek Mila. So the Rambam Paskins, that we have a Safek, you don't make a bracha. We have a Safek Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Even on a Mitzvah Daraisa, like Mila, or Sukkah, right? And in Droigenis will not make, or Nolad Mahu, it's a Safek or the Sky of Mila, right? And therefore,
you never make a bracha on the Safek.
You never make a bracha.
Because of Lost Sisa.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the Rambam. The Ravid says, Michael, in both cases?
You do make a bracha. Well, it depends if it's Safek Daraisa or Safek Darabana. So it says when it's Safek Daraisa, you do make a bracha.
If the mitzvah is Daraisa, then right. then the Safek, and you do the mitzvah, you should make the bracha as well.
Right. Except for Demai, because
that's the Ravid in both places. Why? Because Demai.
So it sounds like he says, even though Demai really is a Daraisa because of Rov, then it's not someone.
Because we accept, the Ravid says, because we accept Rava, not Abaya, and Rava says, Rov Ma'asrin, Rov Ami'aretz Ma'asrin, that's why there you don't make a bracha. Otherwise, in a Safek, a real Safek Daraisa, you would make a bracha. Okay. So basically, what comes out from this is that the Ravid and Rashi hold that the debate between Abaya and Rava is a general machlokas when you have a mitzvah daraisa that you're doing misafek, a safek mitzvah daraisa, whether you make the bracha derabanan or not. Correct? Okay. That's the Ravid, that is Rashi. But both Rava and Abaya will agree that Dmai is a safek. And that would work nicely with the Ravid, who says that Svek Sveka applies to Demai, right? The Ravid about Tochein Im Ha'Aku, which we saw already, correct? Okay. What about the Ramban? Did you see the Ramban?
Yes. So the Ramban says that as a machlokas whether there's a suffix. Ramban say that once it's called Demai.
So Abaya really holds it as a suffix, according to the Ramban. I mean, Demai is a suffix, and therefore you treat it like any other suffix. But Rava holds what? Not that.
Demai is a status of Badai Demai. That's like
The Drabanan were metakin is in Badai, and therefore it's like Neros Chanukah, which means basically that according to the Ramban, Bein La Baya, Bein La Rava, you don't make a bracha
on
a Safek. Right?
The
only reason that you'll make a bracha on Demai is because it's Badai. Why don't you make a bracha L'maisa on Demai? Because it's a rov, and therefore, that's kind of funny. So what? But it's a chiyuv drabanan. Once you're saying that it's a chiyuv drabanan, vadai, why do we care whether it's a rov or miut that triggers it? The rov and the safek, right, are the conditions that generate the chiyuv to begin with. But we're saying now that there's a chiyuv vadai. Why do we care what triggers it? That's a weakness in the Ramban's position. But it's a weakness that the Ramban was aware of, which is why he added an extra couple of words. So one more second. So let's just get back to the Kivin Shu Safik Lagabi Bracha, speaking about Bai Hare Safik the Devrayam. Bechen Yomtov Lagabi Brachos Shabitfila, Safik Bishel Devrayam Hu. Notice he doesn't say by Yomtov itself, but the things that you do on Yomtov. Yom Sheni. Namely, whenever you have a suffix bracha connected to a doraisa, you should never make the bracha. Right? It's my time of kriyash ma drabana emes viyatsiv doraisa. That's the formulation of the Ramban, that it's a din vaday. Lo chayshinu l'sveika. Then he adds, uboy bracha kiner chanukah. But now he's put himself in a bind. Who cares whether it's rov or it's safek ashakul? What does it matter anymore? The Chachamim made a takana of Hafrasha. Elamishum, the Kivin de Rov. Do you know it? Did you see it? Okay. Kivin de Rov Ame Aretz Ma'asrin Hain. Avud Rabbanan Hekera De La Lemru Kedaraisa Dami Luhu. The Rabbanan. Meaning, we had to bend over. It's such a strong Rabbanan because there's no real reason to be Choshesh for the Daraisa. It looks so much like a takanas vada, like a din, like a chiyav afrasha, that you might think that it's a hafrasha daraisa. Therefore, they took away the bracha. It's almost parallel opposite, and there's a poetry in this, to yantasheni shogalios mishum lezalzule. They were worried that yantasheni shogalios, you know, wasn't going to be, you know, taken too seriously. People would just, you know, view it as a you know, real safek. Right? Therefore, even according to Abaye, they had to create a bracha to give it a status. And for Rava, the very same reasoning in the opposite direction, namely, Dmai is such a strong takana that in order to differentiate it and preclude the misconception that it's Daraisa, they took away its bracha. That's the Ramban's view. But it really... Therefore, according to the Ramban, does the Safek, he says it, below Chashina, the Safek plays no role. Now, it's true, factually, that it's Nitkan al Safek, but as I said, that's historically true. That's a prior condition, but it doesn't continue to play any role at all. The only reason that there's no Bracha is because of this ironic consideration of making it so and too Vada. It's here where I think that the Rambam disagrees. So the Rambam's view is spread out. Number one, in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, I was referring to this, I'm not saying anything different, I just want to pin it down. In Tes Aleph, as we discussed, he says, Aval Ame Aretz Perseim Safek, and this is the context of Dmai. You could say this is pre-Dmai, or coincidental to explaining the Takan of Dmai, but still, he's already explained Lo yu nemanim ala maestros, ela noshim nemanim ksherim, avalame arz perseim, safek ve'inu nemanim lomer mu'usarimim, zeo anikra dmai. This is what I meant about there being a combination of the Aruch HaShulchan and something else. Meaning it's not just a takana not to be accepting of the nemanus of the Ame Aretz. The reason we don't accept the takana, the Ame Aretz, is because perseim safek. And that Dmai means Safek. And that's, as the Mishnah Malach says, sometimes the Rambam uses the word Dmai to mean Safek. Okay. So in Halacha Dalid, when the Rambam says, Kishem Mafrishim min Dmai, Trumas Maitzer, Maitzer Sheni, Ein Mavarach, and Lefisha, who's Safek, and that's certainly post-Takana. That's talking about what we do in the Afrasha. And then they all ask on him, Lefikach Mutal Afrishim Kishu Arum, what happened to Rava? Right? And here he says, Lefisha hu safek. But he doesn't say, Be'ein mevarchin ala safek, like he usually does. If you look at the language of the Rambam in Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Hei, these are the two places where the Rambam really speaks about Dmai. As you would expect, Hilchos Maaser and Hilchos Chanukah. The other two places, Hilchos Mila and Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam speaks about androgynous. The Ravid in the other two places speaks about Dmai, and in both cases asks against the Rambam, why is androgynous excluded? Right? There's a debate between Abaye and Rava. He understood it like Rashi. We paskin like Rava. So what's wrong with androgynous? So the Ravid invokes Dmai in Hilchos Sukkah and in Hilchos Mila. But the Rambam in Hilchos Mila and in Hilchos Sukkah said nothing about Dmai. He only speaks about Dmai in Hilchos Maaser, Perek Tes Halacha Dalid, and in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. Why? Because what is he speaking about in Hilchos Chanukah? Not Chanukah. Why would he speak about Chanukah? He's speaking about Hallel, which, as we know, is also Chanukah. B'chol yom b'yom b'shemonas hayomim ma'elu gomrim b'sahallel, b'varach l'fanav, etc., here's where he's quoting the Gemara in Shabbos. I think I've noted this in the past, but the Rambam instead of quoting this Gemara in connection to Birchas Neiros Chanukah, quotes it in connection to Birchas HaHallel. I think that's most people don't pick up on that, but I think that's very telling, as is the fact that he has Dinei Hallel right smack in the middle of Birchas Chanukah. But that's not for now. Shekov Vaday Shel Divrayim Mivarchan Alav Aval Davar Shehu Mi Divrayim V'Ikar Asiyasan Lo Mipnei Asafek. That's a very interesting language. Davar Shehu Mi Divrayim doesn't say Safek. V'Ikar Asiyasan Lo Mipnei Asafek. Kagon Meiser Dmai Ein Mivarchan Alav V'Lam Mivarchan Al Yantav Sheni V'Heim Lo Tiknuhu Mipnei Asafek Kedei Shalei Zalzlubo. And here again, the Ravid says, "Amar Ram Zatam LaAbaya Avarav Chalak Alav, VaAmar Sheina Tam LaDmai Elam Ipnei Sherov Ami Arts Masrin, Aval Safek Acher Afu LeBedarbanu Mevarchin." So here, the Rambam's formulation is very, very interesting. Davar Shehu Medivrayim BeIkar Asiyasan Lo Mipnei Safek. When the Rambam wants to say androgynous, he just says Safek. Here, Perik. I have to stop in 1 minute. Perek above the Kasuka Halacha Yud Gimel. The Chain Tumtum the Androgynous the Olam Ein Mevarchim Leisha B'Sukkah B'Nei Shem Chayavim Misafek Ein Mevarchim Misafek Chayavim Misafek and Mevarchim Misafek. That's also the language of the Rambam Nuchas Mila. That's not his language in here. He says Lefisha Hu Safek. Right? Ein mevarchan alein, lefishu safek. Not ein mevarchan ala safek. And I say, Chanukah is even stronger. In the tshuva to the Chacham Elunil, it's even clear, because there he was asked, how come, what happened to Rava? So he says, Baya, Rava. They're all basically saying, it's nuances of the same idea. It says, Yandashen Yishol Golios, is a takana drabanan, al hasafek. And Dmai is a takana drabanan mipnei hasafek. In other words, what the Rambam is saying is, both the understanding of Shogolios and Dmai are takanos drabanan vadai. But the Rambam had a new chiddush, and that is, the debate between Abaye and Rava is a Hilchos Brachos debate. It's the opposite again of the, that's for the Ramban. Again, one more time. For Rashi and the Raiva, the debate is a Hilchos Brachos debate about a Safek. About regular Safek. For the Ramban, there's no debate about Hilchos Brachos. Everybody agrees that when you have a regular Safek, you don't make the Bracha. And everybody will agree that if you have a Takana Vadois Drabanan, even if it's triggered by a Safek, of course you'll make a Bracha. It's like Hanukkah. The debate between Abaye and Rava is about Hilchos about Dmai. That's the Ramban. The Rambam says there's no debate about Dmai between Abaye and Rava. They both agree about Dmai. Probably. There is a debate about Hilchos Brachos. But the debate in Hilchos Brachos is not about what Rashi and the Ravid thought it was, which is whether or not, if you repeat the mitzvah because of Safek Daraisa, you will also say the Bracha. That's not the debate. That everybody agrees with Abaya. Everybody agrees that if you have a Safek, maybe it's not even worth speaking about in the Gemara. The Gemara never, if the Gemara didn't speak about androgynous, they wouldn't have even bothered with the question. Why? Because brachas drabanan, it's a Safek drabanan. Of course, there's nothing to talk about. What Abaya and Rava were arguing about is as follows. Given the fact that both Yantav Sheni Shogolios and Dmai are takanos vadai midrabanan, which are based on a safek daraisa, le'inyan hilchos brachos is such a vadai drabanan, such a mitzvah drabanan require a bracha or not. That's the argument. It's nitkan ala safek. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah. That's, I'm not going to read it again, but that's what that line meant. Not that it's mi safek. It's safek tabel, your safek afrasha. It's vadai afrasha, but it's afrasha, which is based on and triggered by safek tabel. When safek triggers a vadai takana, does that have enough stature as a mitzvah, considering that it's a mitzvah that is contingent upon safek, has its roots in safek, does that kind of mitzvah require a bracha? That's the debate between Rav and Abaya. So we say, you know what? That's a debate. And then the Rambam himself in the Tshuvah L'Chachma says, you know, sometimes we have a Masorah that you do require bracha, sometimes you don't. That's part of what Abaya and Rav are arguing about. It's really hard to call. Maybe Zulzule plays a factor. But in the end of the day, the debate between Abaya and Rava isn't about Demai, probably. I'll explain what I mean by the probably in a second. It's really a debate in Hilchos Brachos about a Takana Vados Nitkan Ala Safek. That's exactly what the Rambam says in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Demai is a Safek. We don't treat the Hafrasha of Demai as a Safek. What we mean is that's the foundation of the Takana. And that's what he means in Halacha Dalet, and that's what he means in Hilchos Chanukah. And if that's the case, then it becomes a question for the Ramban. That's what I meant yesterday when I said, for the Ramban, the Safek is past history. It's the trigger. But basically, once that's, it's a Vadai Mitchil of Yad Sof. But for the Rambam, the very fact that the Bracha is affected may also determine that the Safek isn't gone. I mean, it's still alive and well. It affects the bracha. Do you look at this as a kind more of a mitzvah or an iser? Or even as a mitzvah? Do you look at it as more of a, you know, does its roots in safek matter? That's more than hechetimtzi. Maybe, the reason I said maybe, there's no argument between Abaye and Rava about Demayin. Maybe that's good for the debate between Abaye and Rava. Because maybe it really isn't totally a Hilchos Brachos debate. It's a debate of what kind of Nitkan Vaday Ala Safek is it? The Ramban type? Or this type? I'm not sure. I suspect that it's probably... They both agree about the Demai, and it's more of a Hilchos Brachos issue in question. But if that's the case, so then the whole question of Svek Sveka and other things being mafresh from one on the other, all has to be looked at differently. Because according to the Ramban or the Asvin Doraisa, that whole school will say the Safek is just the trigger. But once there's Demai, you treat Demai as a Din Vadai. But according to the Ramban, it's always defined as Din Vadai Shenitkan Ala Safek. And therefore, the role of the Safek as you go forward may be relevant, and then you might make certain distinctions, and this we'll have to pick up. I guess we'll finish with this we'll finish up the Demai issues tomorrow if we can. I'd also like to go try to do the question of what is Chayiv Bitrum Samayis just Minat Torah and Tosis on Bom the Beis if we can try to do that tomorrow. But let's finish up the Demai issues. I still have to speak about Taroves and a little more about Svek Sveka, and then some of the other little issues that pop up. We'll definitely finish Demai tomorrow, and we'll try to get make some headway in the